Happy, 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 happy Friday, everybody. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Let's do this thing here. Dave with all the clips. That's what we do every day. Post show, it's July 24th. What were we discussing today? The Washington football team is apparently the name. That's it. I just said it. So we were off to a super creative start. Sports betting was a topic, of course, with all three majors returning by the end of this weekend. Looking forward to that. COVIDiots of the day were covered once again. Taylor Swift shocked the world with a new album drop. Canadians have a rather strange recommendation from their government when it comes to getting it on. Bon Jovi was featured in Song Stories today. Fauci's first pitch was discussed after he disgusted the nation with it yesterday at the Nationals game. We talked movies versus real life and chatted with comedian Robert Kelly. Here it all is. Enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
It looks like it's going to be in the 90s for the next week.
With humidity?
With humidity. We get the joy of both.
It's peak summer.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a surprise.
No, it is. But temperatures today are going to get up to like 86. There'll be clouds. There'll be some sun. And there's going to be showers off and on. And we're going to be seeing showers like crazy, to tell you the truth.
Oh, good. So baseball's going to be canceled again.
Oh, forgot about
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Let me
switch sports for a moment, mm-hmm. right? Because I've been talking about this. We've been talking about this for a few weeks now. What is the Washington Redskins football team's new name going to be?
Right. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I still can't believe it's real.
I have.
I can't believe that this is real. I kept seeing it the other day. I was like, eh, it's an Onion article.
It's real. For the next year, the Washington Redskins will be known as the Washington football team.
You know what this reminds me of? Like as a kid when companies didn't have the rights to a team,
whether
it was a cereal box or a video game.
Right.
And you just have that blank helmet and it would just say something like Washington football team.
Right.
How is this real?
Here's my G.I. Jim.
Right, exactly. It's a generic football team.
I was saying to Steve earlier, though, I think this is a brilliant move.
Why is that?
Right, because do you realize the amount of people who will go out and buy this merch
mm-hmm.
because it's only going to be there for 1 year?
I like that take.
Right, you know, so someone had a real smart idea here.
Uh-huh.
All right, you know, unfortunately, you know, the Redskins, there aren't a lot of teams that actually have fight songs. We've got one. The Giants have one. Chicago has one.
Jets?
The Jets have a chant, yeah.
Okay.
And Washington has one. I don't know if anybody else has one.
The Bears, maybe?
The Chargers had a banger in the 70s.
Really? Right?
San Diego Superchargers. It is a fantastic song.
Was it disco?
Yeah.
It had to be. It was the 70s.
Yeah.
Superchargers.
Right. So but good. The Redskins, now that they're the Washington football team.
We are the Washington football teamer. And we will fight, and we'll play, and we'll win. We say hot, and then we run, and our games are really fun. We're the Washington football teamers. Go Washington football teamers!
This is going to be really stupid.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
So, Dave,
yep.
Seeing that baseball started last night,
mm-hmm.
did you make any money?
I got one out of five bets. I haven't checked the others yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Called the Yankees, right?
I mean, the sports betting sites have got to be going crazy now that baseball's back and everything is just, you know, coming back with a vengeance.
There's going to be a lot of money lost this weekend.
Any team winning 45 games or more, what do you think the plus minus is on that?
45
of 60 games?
45, right. Yeah.
I'm going to say that's plus 4,000.
You think so? That much?
That's really high. It's plus 1,600.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
any team winning 50 games or more,
then maybe 4,000.
Actually, 6,600.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be really, really interesting. Any pitcher to record 110 or more strikeouts? What do you think that is?
60 games. So what? Like 12 starts, maybe. God, that's probably plus 1,000.
No, it's only plus 125.
Oh, God,
right,
really?
Right. And any pitcher with a record of 125 or more strikeouts plus 600.
Okay.
So here is some things for you to bet on.
I'm all over.
Because everybody's rolling in money nowadays.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No, no,
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9. MGK.
I don't understand, and I really don't understand the problem with wearing a mask. I mean, look, I don't like wearing a mask. You know,
no, it sucks.
But at the same time, I don't find it that big a deal. I mean, the biggest problem I have with wearing a mask is getting out of the car, walking toward the store. Halfway toward the store, I realize the mask is in the car. I got to go back and get the mask and then go back into the store. But as far as the COVIDiots are concerned, it just gets worse and worse.
What
I was
going to
say better and better, but no, it gets worse
what
and
happened?
Worse. Okay. How about a maskless woman in a place called Papa Murphy's Pizza Joint in Washington, right? And when the employees and customers told her, right, you got to put a mask on, she says she can't wear a mask because she's hard of hearing.
Huh?
Well.
Huh?
I actually have nothing to say to that.
It's a non sequitur.
Really
right. And then claimed that I have a right to my pizza. And they wouldn't give it to her.
I mean, all the That's people amazing. Who are going on about their rights and our rights
right.
have no idea about their rights and our rights.
Right.
They don't know what the Bill of Rights is.
Is there a pizza amendment? I might have missed that one. Is that the 26th?
A woman at a donut shop in El Paso, Texas, when she was told to put on a mask, mm-hmm. took the donuts she had just purchased and threw them at the help individually. Boom, 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 thrown at the help. Right. And then asked for a refund for the donuts.
Sorry, lady.
Is this Ariana Grande?
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then lastly, there's a woman who walks into a Panera in California. She's not wearing a mask. Again, the employees and the customers start yelling at her. Right. She goes over. She blows in some guy's face and claims that masks are pointless because your pants don't let the smell of farts stay in.
Oh, I've heard that argument.
All right.
Well, she
did not take into consideration how wrong she is that the molecules of your smelly gas are much smaller than a single coronavirus molecule.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But no, she knows better because she has fart info.
With all due respect.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
And what is an ironic twist, today is the day that the Kanye West album was supposed to come out, but he's too busy being crazy, right, to release it. I don't know. He could release it any time today. But you know what else came out today?
What's that?
A surprise album.
A surprise album? Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Right.
But can anything be more hilarious than Taylor Swift has upstaged Kanye
West? Well, you know
West.
She did that on purpose.
Yeah, right.
It's a spite album.
Yeah, well, it could be. It could be. Or, although I don't know if Taylor Swift has any of these ideas on her own.
Oh, she's a team of same people that wrote the album.
Team Swift has done it. Right.
She certainly didn't do it to upend sports.
Yeah.
No crossover there.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates them.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Let's talk about our friends to the north. The fine folks in Canada.
Okay.
Who, I saw a picture yesterday, and they had two boats out in Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Canadian boat, and there's an American boat.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian boat has people with masks on it, and they're separated. American boat, packed to the gills, no one wearing masks.
Oh, yeah?
And the Canadian boat apologized to the American boat for
being there. They do have a very, you know, nice and wholesome reputation.
Oh, so wholesome.
Although that may be coming to an end, compliments of the British Columbia Centers for Disease Control.
All right.
Who are advising horny Canadians that if they want to have sex, what they should do, I am not kidding here. What I'm about to tell you is the absolute truth, right? I'm going to read it the way they wrote it. Use barriers like walls with holes in them to allow sexual contact but prevent close face-to-face contact.
Wait a minute.
Are you serious?
Wait a minute.
Yes, they have suggested glory holes. Oh, they have suggested glory holes as a way to have sex.
Wow.
You know, so
Canada.
It's like, really? This is more glory than even Springsteen could sing about.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Parks Casino. Parks Casino, get lucky in no time. The song we're dealing with this morning is You Give Love a Bad Name. And do you remember the last time we spoke to Richie Sambora?
Years ago.
All right, and that's when he had the Oriente record out, right? And we thought he was in California, but he was in Jersey. Do you remember where he was in Jersey?
Oh, he was at his mom's house.
He was at his mom's house eating at his mom's house. Well, believe it or not, they wrote that song in his mom's basement. He's one of those mom Italian boys. He really is, right? And he was asked at the time, did you really know that this was going to be a hit?
I think I did. In my mother's basement, you know what? It just happened. When chemistry happens like that, it happens like that. And then you hit it.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
I just got around to seeing, Cindy, did you see Dr. Fauci throwing out the first pitch at the...
As I said, he throws like me.
Right. No, I think girls said that you throw worse than a girl. That was one of the worst. That was more shot put than it was throw.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
After the pitch, he tested positive for 0% testosterone. He's 79. I'll give him a break.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is he 79?
Yeah. 79. Yeah. He's still running. I'm pretty sure you said he runs like 3 miles a day.
Wow. He looks great.
Well, he should maybe dial it back a mile and learn how to throw.
So,
the last mile, just throw the ball.
And I was talking about this yesterday, and I still think it's a great idea. It's not original on my part. I mean, other teams are doing it. But because they're putting those cutout figures in the stands some places, right, teams are selling the opportunity to be one of the cutout faces.
They should. Right?
And I mean, I think it would be great for the Phillies to do that and then give the money to some charity. That's what most teams are doing.
Right.
Some guy, right, I forget what team it is, but I think it was the White Sox, right? He bought, they were $49 a cutout.
Uh-huh.
He bought 100 of them.
Yeah.
He's got a section of him.
It's all him?
It's all him, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Just don't do what the soccer team in Leeds did, where they had Osama in the stands yesterday. Yeah,
seriously?
Oh,
yes.
God. Oh, my Lord.
Do a little fact-checking.
Right, doesn't take fact-checking.
Right. Just pay attention to who you're getting.
Have an idea.
Exactly. This guy looks familiar. But baseball's back in Philly today.
Heck yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yesterday, when we started talking about, speaking of the first times, right, a movie you would like to see again for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, the conversation continued. We got into things that happen in movies but don't happen in real life. And pardon me, one that I've noticed, there was two that I've noticed on a regular basis, and we just all decided to collect some up, right? But two that I've noticed on a regular basis is if somebody gets into, and it's a normal guy, you know, it's a normal guy, he gets in a fight, he gets hurt sometimes, he gets a black eye. Why are there always frozen peas in the freezer?
Yes.
Right?
That's a great
no matter
point.
What it is, they always got a bag of frozen peas that they can put on their eye, on their head, whatever the hell it is. And the other one is when people go shopping in movies, they all buy French bread. There's always a loaf of French bread sticking out of the shopping bag.
True.
All right. And speaking of the shopping bag, if they ever drop the shopping bag, nobody buys eggs.
Ah.
No one, right, like the bottom of the shopping bag opens, all this stuff falls out. There's never eggs in it.
Just all fruits. Right?
You know, so I was thinking, like, what else?
Well,
what else? What have you found?
We've all been in car accidents, right?
Right, right.
My car never exploded on impact.
Never.
That's a great
never
point.
Never at all. My car recently got hit from behind
right.
where the gas tank is. It did not explode. All right, Dave?
I love this one. It's basically every time there's a conversation at a bar, the music's blaring,
right.
And everybody's just talking normally.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I can hear every word. I'm good.
Yeah. Or what about hackers in movies? All they got to do is this.
Oh, God, this is, yes. They, I know where you're going.
They go.
They slam their keyboards down all the time.
They take a keyboard, they go, we're in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not hack. That's not how it works.
Yeah, small gun, and Dave would be, you would know this better, if you're using a gun in a small room, but nobody has ear protection.
Right.
And they walk away like, oh, I hear, no problem, I'm fine. My eardrums didn't just explode.
Every John Wick movie, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Women waking up with perfect makeup, everything, every hair's in the right place.
Yeah. It's,
eyes look beautiful.
It's like Mrs. Jetson.
Yeah, know, sure.
Right? Or what about in movies where there's, you know, there's a detective, anytime there's a detective, when he's got to go to a crime scene, all right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where he is. I mean, it could be in the burbs. It could be in the middle of a bustling city. He manages to get a parking space right in front of where he's going.
Yes.
He's always right there. Oh. There's always an empty space. Boom, just move in.
Well, a killer in a movie that allows you to just sort of stand there.
Right.
Or they just stand there giving you the time to run away.
To run, right?
Every horror movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, they do catch you eventually, but...
I love when people get knocked out with drugs and you get like the rag over the face or whatever. Boom, instantly unconscious.
Right.
Instantly.
Hey, folks, if you've got any of your own, text them on into us. We'll get to them. Just text to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. This is the one, and we can end on this one because I've got to tell you, I've never experienced it. I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but. Sex that happens within seconds.
Oh, yeah. Makes me so mad.
There's no foreplay.
Yeah. Does
There's
not happen.
Nothing like that. All of a sudden, like, bam.
I'm in.
Right. Yeah, right. And,
like hacking.
And you know, the one scene that always comes to mind, do you remember 6 Feet Under?
No.
Yeah, the show on HBO.
On HBO. Okay. Yep. There's very early in the movie, the woman who ends up being his girlfriend in that, right? They meet in an airport, and within seconds of their meeting, right, they're in a closet in the airport having sex. All right, I mean, I've had sex quickly with some women. For me, that means, well, I met you yesterday, you know, and,
but not seconds ago.
At an airport, too. Right, at an airport.
In a closet
in an airport, right, and of course, it was conveniently unlocked, and nobody's walking in. They're flying in now. Of things that happen in movies but don't happen in real life. The squeal of tires on dirt roads. Right? Or how about every gun having 100 shots before needing to be reloaded? As a nurse, this woman says, I tell patients all the time about bags of peas or corn. I'd like to know how people in movies come back to life after they're flatlined for hours.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. And police at a crime scene picking up empty brass cartridges from a gun with a pencil or a pen. The heat from the load burns off any fingerprints on the casting, on the casing, rather, right? And I'm watching the show Gossip Girl, and two characters had sex on a jitney bus in the bathroom. Do jitneys even have? I've never been on a jitney with a bathroom.
I don't think so. It's a short bus, right?
Yeah, it usually is, right? It says, and no one questioned it. Of course not. Please, who would question people having sex on a jitney? It happens all the time, especially in the bathroom.
The John Bell podcast. John DeBella.
Here's one of our favorite things to say. Bobby Kelly is on the line. Good morning, Bobby.
What's happening, everybody? How are we doing?
We're doing okay. How's it going on up there?
Well, I'm up in Westchester.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the middle of nowhere, and I think I'm fully retired. I'm done. I was picking tomatoes yesterday like Don Corleone. I'm just waiting to grab my chest like him, too.
If you put a lemon in your mouth and fall over, I'm going to kill you.
But you know what he knows? He died because he was spraying that stuff in the air, and he breathed in the insecticide.
With the pump.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So where in West Chester do you live?
Well, I don't know if I want to tell your fans that.
Okay.
What's the address? right,
what's the exact address?
Pickup truck and a Philly Eagle on the back.
In your neck of the woods, did you have to deal with the riots and all that stuff that happened up in New York like it happened down here?
No. Nobody's rioting on my block. No.
Okay. Not at all.
Plus, I have a shotgun. I'm just itching to get out. Yeah, I had Con Edison came last week. And it's like, you know, 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning, I'm hearing guys talking out my bedroom window. And I just jumped up. I'm like, here it is. It's time. If you're a man or a mouse. Of course, I'm a mouse. I went outside. Hi, can I help you? Nothing's happening up here. It's safe. I haven't been in the city in months. Last time I was in the city was right at the beginning of the pandemic, right?
Right.
So my son's like, I want to go. So I'm like, okay. But listen, it's, you know, it's dangerous. There's no, we can't go into restaurants, go to the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. So we're in the ride, around 40 minutes in, almost down to the cellar. I got to pick something up at the studio. We're literally 3 minutes away from the cellar. He toots. Okay, he toots. And it's the loudest toot. I mean, it sounds like a Frank Sinatra band, right? We're cracking up. I'm like, that is great. We're laughing. And he makes me laugh, so he wants to do it again. So he tries to toot again, uh-oh. And the next toot wasn't a toot. I'm talking, it is a nightmare in this truck right now.
How old is Max now?
He's seven.
He's seven? Oh, my God.
Seven.
That's a major toot.
Yeah, that's a small donkey, right? But we're in a pandemic. It's like, you know, the Walking Dead outside. I'm like, he's like, take me to a bathroom. I'm like, there's no bathroom, Max. There's nothing open. I told you. He goes, I wanted to make you laugh.
I'm laughing.
I had to figure out. So he has to crab walk. We're walking, and he looks crazy. So I decided to crab walk, too, so people watching us wouldn't look at, who's this guy with this? What did he do to that kid? Why is he walking like that? So we crab walk to the cellar from the parking spot. I'm going to take him upstairs, clean him like a pit crew. I take everything, and I wash his shorts, and I just make him put him back on wet. It was a nightmare.
But Bobby, has the pandemic really hampered your travel? Last time we talked to you, I think you were on an island somewhere doing a couple shows.
I've done one show since this happened, Port Charlotte, Florida.
Okay.
I went for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it was great. I mean, everyone was like, yeah, no one wore masks. I mean, it was, the shows were great, sold out. It was like there wasn't even anything happening down there. And the day I left, 5,000 people got corona.
So you brought it from New York is what you're telling us.
Well, dude, it blew up, man. I was at the Winn-Dixie, and I talked to the cashier, and I was like, hey, do you have this? And she pulled her mask down to tell me. I'm like, you just spit in my face. Yeah.
Now for me, the COVID-19, that 19 number is for how much weight I've put on. You're a man of size. How you doing?
I lost 40 pounds.
Whoa. Get out, Bobby. Good for you.
It is good, but the problem is I was so heavy that now I look like a melted candle when I'm naked. I really do. I look like an unfinished sculpture. I think I look worse. If my wife cheats on me, I'm going to have to let it go. Because let me tell you something. She did not sign up for you. She signed up for the guy with the hair and the abs and the attitude. And now she's got just a meditating fatso in a shed. Well, I mean, look, my wife hasn't changed. My wife got better with age. She's like a beautiful woman now. I feel terrible. So I'm trying to lose weight. I'm giving her one more shot. I'm going to give her old Bobby for a few more years. I'm going to get down to a nice weight. Uh-huh. I'm going to tone up, okay? Probably grow a goatee, maybe get another tattoo, maybe get a motorcycle, and let her have what she's been dying for, okay? I'm going to give her Biker Bob
now,
for a couple of years.
Now, if you've got all of this melting candle happening around you, you realize what the solution to that is.
Yeah, cutting it off.
No, exercise.
Thank you very much for the tip. Appreciate that. No, you've always been right on the front lines of, you know, what people need.
But you didn't have to deal with riots at all? I mean, or you just sit at home and watch them on TV?
You know, the whole riot thing, it's sad. And you should feel bad for everybody in the riot. And I, you know, even the people doing it, why are they doing it? The cops have to go and deal with this. But you should feel bad. The fat riot cop is the one that chose me. he's the guy that I feel so sad for because, you know, he was just home chilling, hanging out. It was probably his day off, and the phone rings. There's a riot. Get your riot gear on. Be downtown in 20 minutes. And he's like, I haven't worn that in 9 years. Like, he's got to go to his wife. Honey, do you know where my riot gear is? And she's like, I don't. You put it somewhere. I didn't put it. You put it somewhere. I didn't do anything with it. I'm like, you know, I haven't worn it. It's not going to fit. She's like, you never know. Just try it on. Try it on. It's not going to. I just had a whole pizza with cheese in the crust. I can't take my socks off. My feet are swollen. It's not going to fit. Just try it on. You know, because your wife always has to make you try. You know this clothes not going to fit, but she's got to make you put them on right. To embarrass you.
Right.
To make you feel that shirt and that pants that don't fit. And the poor guy's going to show up at the riot with the helmet on his head. It doesn't even fit. The strap under his nose because it can't go into his nine chins. His visor's all fogged up. His vest isn't covered any vital organs. His liver and kidney are just hanging out of the vest. He's got some silly tattoo he got in college of a shamrock and a leprechaun on his belly button.
Oh, God.
And if you Google Fat Riot Cop, it's the sad thing. Because they all look like Macy's Day's floats. Just, it looks like a parade. Like, all the cops are just around this fat cop float parade. It's so funny because I do feel bad for any fat person in these things. Like, any tragedy, I feel bad for fat people. I feel bad for fat people. Like, you ever see just a fat lady in a tornado? It's just a nightmare. The tornado couldn't get her fully off the ground. It just whacked her into the side of a shed 5 times.
Oh, my God. Bobby Kelly, our guest. Again, the nightly podcast, Calta and Kelly. How do you get that, Bobby?
Patreon.com/Robert Kelly.
All right.
It's the price of a cup of coffee. 24 shows a month.
Look, thank you so much for taking the time. You need us, you call, dude. You know that.
You guys are the best. Always the best. Thank you for reaching out. It really means a lot.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.